morning.
Morning, baby.
Baby?
Sasha, I know when you look at me, you lust, but you got to resist me.
Mr. Brown, what are you wearing?
This my pajamas. I had to cuddle up.
Why are you wearing that anyway? It's still dark outside.
Because I had a bad dream. It was helicopters everywhere. They were shining lights through my window. It was like living in a house with my dear. And what you doing up this time of morning?
Oh, gosh, Will and I have been up all night filling out these adoption forms to get the kids back.
Is that all y'all have to do to get the kids?
Yep.
I had to go through a lot more than that to get Cora.
Why?
Picture it. Me and my dear in the back seat of my daddy's car, prom night. My dear had on a halter top and a teeny weeny bikini skirt. She looked like a tree with a paper towel wrapped around it. She stood there, and you could see, because you know she always wear the hair in her eye. And she looked at me with that one good eye she got, and I looked. And I say, you got an Adam's apple.
Madea has an Adam's apple?
Yes, she got an Adam's apple since she was a little girl. And I looked at her, I say, Madea, I can't do this with you. She said, you gonna kiss me. I said, the devil is a lie. Poof, she punched me again. When I come through, I say, why my shirt off? Then next thing you know, she come down and she started kissing me. She kissed the top lip on my forehead and the bottom lip on my chin. What? And I was almost dreading. Yeah, she was fighting. Boy, I've been trying to get that image out of my head all my life. They back! They coming to get me. I can't be nobody. I can't go to jail. I don't want to be nobody's. Yeah!
It's not the police. No, it's those frat boys next door.
The frat boys got back together?
Mr. Brown, the frat boys, the fraternity boys?
At this hour?
Yes, they're setting up some sort of light system or something.
Hey! Y'all turn them lights off! Y'all know what time it is?
It's 5:30.
I didn't ask you what time it is. I say, y'all know what time it is up like that. There is a difference.
It's 5:30.
And I said y'all better turn them lights off or y'all wake up the whole neighborhood. Yes, she wanted me to put a passion mark on her neck. Yes. I cut my wrist before I do that. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
What you doing?
Now I can't find the lawyer's number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
You need a lawyer?
Yes, Mr. Brown, I need a lawyer.
Oh, boy. You know what? I can represent you.
You?
I can get you that settlement. I can get you your money if you've been hurt in an accident. Call me. I can get it, Brown and Brown. It's my money and I want it now. Come here. I done represented a lot of people in high school class action.
No, no, Mr. Brown, please.
Sit down. I'm gonna show you how we do it as lawyers. Sasha Brown, can you atone for your whereabouts on or about the night of August 1st, 1952?
Mr. Brown, I wasn't alive in 1952.
You were alive if I say you were alive, right?
Okay.
Now, that's called, I'm peppering the witness. That's how we pepper you. We get you peppered up.
You mean prepping the witness?
Same thing. I'm doing it.
I really need to get some sleep and get these forms done, okay?
No. Come here. You can't go in the court unprepared. If you go in unprepared, that girl, they'll give you the electric chair. They'll say, Sasha Brown, electricity should not pass through your body until you are dead. You want to die?
Is that what you
want to die?
Mr. Brown,
you
wanna
die?
Mr. Brown, okay. All right?
Okay.
Just do it.
Oh, really?
I give up.
Okay. Let me find you something to swear you in. We'll use this, okay? Just act like this is the Bible and just swear in. Okay, raise your right hand. Okay, put your hand on there. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? The truth so help you God, nothing but the truth?
Mr. Brown, that's not a Bible.
See, you can't handle the truth. I'm trying to teach you truth, and you can't handle the truth.
I'm going to bed.
You're not going nowhere. Look, let me tell you something. Sasha, I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to ask you once, and you better not cry. Do you love them kids? Do you love them kids?
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Do you promise to cherish them kids and take them to the grocery store and buy them stuff even when you don't want to buy them stuff and when they have to sick at the hospital and you got to go to the hospital? Do you promise?
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Oh, okay. Well, by the powers divided in me by the state of Georgia, I now pronounce you children and mother. That'll be $99.95.
Brown. I found this man sacked out in the common area.
Well, close his mouth. That's what I smell.
Will, go to bed, baby. I'll be right up.
No. I want to help.
Oh, well, good. Let me swear you in and get you ready. Will Brown? Raise your right hand. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I'm good.
Where's Sal, bro?
You can't just run up on me. I'll start stab you in the throat.
Everyone is slacking this morning.
Colonel, I'm going to cook something.
No need. You lucky people get the chance to eat a real breakfast for a change. Colonel Iron Guts Jackson's chip beef casserole.
Chip beef.
Hold your cabbage. We have a security breach in the backyard.
Scott, what are you two doing here?
It was her idea.
Thanks a lot.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I remember you, Jay Quim. But who are you?
Mr. Round, that's Brianna.
Somebody lied.
We just stopped by on our way home from school.
In your pajamas.
Well, we just want to come home. We don't like it at the Turners. I mean, we really want to come here.
Okay, guys, but you said they were nice.
They are, but we like it here better.
I'm going to call Mr. Turner.
For what? This is Brown Metals, and nobody asked Brown.
They come with government assistance.
Oh, really? I'm gonna go and fix y'all bed. You can sleep in the dresser.
Guys, come on. We miss you, too, but you can't just go running away. I'm going to drop you guys home after you have some breakfast, okay?
Chip beef casserole all around.
Maybe it's not too late to go back to the Turners.
Colonel, it ain't bad enough that them boys keeping me up all night with that music and them lights. Now they got weeds growing into my backyard. I take pride in my yard. They not finna tap my stuff.
What are you doing, Brown?
I'm gonna burn it.
Well, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Unless you want to give the whole neighborhood a contact high.
What you talking about, Colonel?
I recognize that from Nam. That's Mary Jane.
This ain't Mary Jane live down the street. This ain't her stuff.
Local weed. Ganja. Don't. Wacky tobacco. You know, the sticky, icky, icky.
The wickety, wickety, wickety?
The wickety, wickety, wickety. Those frat boys are growing marijuana.
Colonel, you a lie. This...
Oh.
No, they not about to mess
I
up my...
I don't smoke no more.
They not to mess up my neighborhood. They not finna take my neighborhood to Funky Town. I'm gonna put a stop to this. Just say no to dope. Say no to dope. That's all you got to do is say no. Say no. All you want to sit around and play games and smoke dope. You better not be smoking. I'm going to spank you with this.
All right, come here, kids.
What's up?
Okay, I have a way to extract you from the Turners. First, I need some intelligence.
If you find any hookup, Mr. Brown, because he could use some, too.
No. Intelligence is information. Now, tell me about the Turners.
Well, they've got a lot of rooms, really big hot tub, and a brand new white carpet.
Perfect. Now, here in this foot locker, I have everything we need to extract you from that suburban prison camp.
Ooh, so do you have any booby traps in here?
Brianna, but since you're still just a maggot, we'll start with the small stuff. Here.
Instant grits?
Yep. Just pour those babies in the Turner's hot tub and cook them up a whole steaming mess of Southern hospitality.
You know what? That's a really good idea. They'll never want to see us again.
Exactly. Now, what I have here, a cherry bomb for the toilet.
But that'll... Ooh, nice.
And last but not least, chocolate syrup. Chocolate syrup for that pretty white carpet.
Yeah, but then, Ben, we can set up a perimeter all the way around. Take, cut off all their water and
Brianna.
Shut them down, neutralize all the communications.
Brianna.
They won't be able to breathe, eat, sleep. It'll be over.
I wish my little girl was more like you. Let's go.
Muffins you baked are good. These are the best you done made.
Mr. Brown, I made those for everyone.
Well, I plan on eating every one of them, too. You're just messing up my muffin time. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Jacob. I'm president over at the frat house next door. You wanted to see me?
Yeah, I wanted to see you. Come on in, Reefer Madness.
Oh, Mr. Brown, I know we had guests. Would you like a muffin?
No, thank you.
Maybe you should have one. Because when you go to jail, all you getting is bread and water.
What are you talking about?
I asked the questions here, Bart Marley. Where you from?
I told you, I'm the frat house.
You can't tell me nothing. How you gonna try to open your mouth to tell me something? You don't try to tell me nothing. Look, don't tell me nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Sit back down and don't move until I tell you to move.
Mr. Brown, what is going on?
Back up, Cor. I don't want you to get none of this dope on you. Back up. Now, Jacob, let me ask you something. Have you been growing something in your backyard?
Yeah, you know, we've been growing that.
See, you guilty. You ought to throw the book. Carl, give me a book.
Mr. Brown, what do you need a book for?
Because I'm going to throw it at him because he's guilty.
Wait,
you people are nuts.
Now, you crazy. Just say no.
What is going on with you?
Carl, that boy was growing dope over there in that yard.
What?
Uh-huh, that boy was growing dope. He had dope just everywhere. Just dope. Mm-hmm. Ooh, these are good. Yeah, I know he was growing dope in there because I kept some of it in there in a jar and put it on the table for when I called the police.
The jar on the table? What was it, a blue mason jar?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brown, I thought that was allspice. I put that in the muffins you eat.
Carrie, what?
I had no idea.
Carrie, give him mouth to mouth.
Wait.
Carrie, put Carrie out. I'm sprung. Carter, get them muffins out of here. Get them muffins out of here.
Mr. Brown, you ate them all. Ain't but one left.
Carter, I'm just itching. Carter, my lips white. I feel like smoking, drinking, cussing, and lying. Carter.
Mr. Brown, calm down.
I feel like stealing something. Carter, I want to steal.
Mr. Brown, calm down.
Carter, I'm going to steal. Hide me, Carter.
Mr. Brown,
Carter, I want to steal something. Carter, give me.
Please.
Carter.
Mr. Brown,
I'm gonna smoke the TV.
I'm gonna get you some water.
I smoke the TV, Mama. Carl, I'm musty. Carl, give me some.
Here, I got you some water.
This is a rock, Carl. Help me smoke it.
Just calm down, okay?
I feel like freebasing. Carl, give me some.
You go lay down.
Where your purse, say, Cora? Get your purse. Don't tell me. Go get Cora. I'm ready.
What?
I gotta go to the basement.
We don't have a basement.
Yes, we do. Watch. Cora, I'm on the escalator.
Cora, come on. Mr. Brown, please. Just calm down, please. What is it? What is it? You all right?
Shh. You don't hear that?
No. I can't hear nothing.
Listen. Them muffins calling me, Cora!
Mr. Brown, just lay down.
What's going on down here?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sasha. Mr. Brown ate something that didn't agree with him. Are you okay?
No, Cora. I'm afraid we won't get those kids back.
Oh, well, you just got to keep the faith. Keep the faith. It's going to work out, Sasha, okay? Just sit down.
Hey, sweetheart. What are you doing down here? You're supposed to be upstairs getting some rest.
No, baby. I've got too much on my mind, okay?
Look, come on. Now, this adoption mess might take a while to work out, okay? So you got to take care of yourself.
All right, okay. I guess you're right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cora's not looking too good with the kids. The Turners are not going to make this easy.
Well, I can't blame them, Will. Joaquin and Brianna are some great kids.
There they are. Hello? This is Will. What happened?
Mr. Brown, hang out the window.
All right, thank you. I'll be right there.
What is it?
Something's going wrong with the adoption. I need to go see about it.
Okay.
Look, I'll be back as soon as I can, okay?
All right.
Cora, I found a big old rock. Come help me smoke this, Cora.
Mr. Brown,
come on, Cora. You can smoke this. You'll be little.
Well, Cora, I don't worry about brown naan. That wacky weed might just mellow him out.
I never should have made those muffins, Colonel. He's been acting so strange.
How can you tell the difference?
What
oh,
the...
Oh, my God.
Please, $5,000. Necklace, $10,000. Shoes, priceless, girl. Cora, I can't fight it no more, baby. I'm gonna just ride the wave. I'm in the groove. What'd it be like, brother man?
I'm not your brother.
Well, peace, bro. We all God's children. Slide me some skin.
Oh, okay, Brown, so you high now. But why are you high in the 70s?
Oh, it's the ganja. That Bammy. The Viper, baby. The Mary Johanna. I'm hooked. I'm in the groove, baby. Get on the groove.
Daddy, I'm sorry. I never meant to get you hooked.
Back up. Me and talking. Now, speak.
I never meant to get you addicted, Mr. Brown.
Oh, shut your mouth, girl.
Brown, you hired an unemployed man.
Look here, I'm about to stone cold groove, baby. Can you dig it? Look, I'm gonna keep on trucking, baby. Look, and if y'all wanna come, we having a party. You can come too, baby. We taking the band back on the road. There'd be no man left behind, can you dig it?
Take your hands off of me, Brown, or I'll knock the cannabis out of you.
I ain't got no cannabis. Easy, baby. I guess you won't be going on the magical mystical tour, baby. $5 fine. $5 fine. You turn around. $5 fine. You'll be frying fish tomorrow. Y'all feel that groove? Feel it in here. Y'all don't feel it? Y'all don't hear them bells?
It's the door, Mr. Brown. I'll get it.
Well, if it's for me, I left 10 minutes ago, baby.
Is Mr. Brown here?
Come on in. That's the man. That's where I get my stuff from. Come on in here.
No, I'm not the man, Mr. Brown. You cut down our bushes.
Well, you boys should be ashamed of yourself growing that devil weed in your own backyard.
Devil weed?
Yes. Marijuana? Got my father all high.
That's not marijuana. That's hibiscus.
I know that's hibiscus because I ate 4 of them hibiscus this morning. Yes.
Hibiscus. It's a flowering plant. We were growing up for botany class.
Well, how do you explain this?
Don't even try.
Now, if I'm not high, why am I acting like this?
A cry for help, maybe.
Now, I'm sorry about your plants. Is there anything that we can do?
Yeah. Keep him out of our yard. Can you live here?
I self-medicate.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Will. Is everything okay?
Well, is Sasha asleep?
Yes, as far as I know. Yes, she is. Well, how did it go?
See for yourself. Come on in, kids.
Oh, Mr. Brown, give me
that! Come here, give me a hug! Look at
that! Oh, Mr. Brown, we can't breathe. Okay, what's going on now?
Sasha, look.
Did you two run away again?
Nope, they came with me.
Will, that's not going to help anything. It's just going to make it worse. Look, honey, they need to be at home with the Turners for now.
But we are home.
No, sweetheart. You see, we have to do some more.
Actually, he's right. Joaquin and Brianna are home with us now for good.
Oh, that's so good!
Oh, my God, you guys are really home. So what happened?
So do you want to tell him?
It was just a few mishaps, that's all.
Somebody put grits in the hot tub and firecrackers in the toilet. And you don't even want to know what they did to the dog.
It was all natural ingredients.
The Turners were actually very understanding considering all the damage.
Should have put sugar in them grits.
So basically you guys sabotaged their home.
And don't forget, the two of you are going to head over there after school tomorrow and clean up all that mess.
Good for them.
Who is it that taught you how to do those things?
Could you people store it? I'm trying to. Oh. Good night.
Oh,
look at
the family.
It looks like a postcard together.
What's wrong?
I'm never gonna finish all of this work. My math teacher's so mean.
Oh, I got just the thing for that.
Instant grits?
Nope, better.
Chocolate syrup?
Nope, even better. There you go.
An apple?
That's right, works every time.
Is there at least a worm in it?
Let her bite into it and she'll tell.